Hey, glad you're back. Today I'm talking to you about an awesome tip for connecting with parents. It's called the postcard, and it'll help you end that cycle where the only time the parents hear something home is when their kid's in trouble. Yeah, check it out. The postcard.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? Check us out there. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. As a school administrator, I was an assistant principal and principal at a couple of high schools. There were always parents whose children were a challenge, to say the least. Matter of fact, we generally got to know each other on a first-name basis. Hi, Steve. What's he done now? Or I could say, hi, Mary. We need to talk. Unfortunately, they were regular customers who just always seemed to have a need to come see me. I don't know. Maybe it was because I couldn't stay focused. Maybe they just thought I was lonely or something. They just couldn't do what they were expected to do in class. Now, what is at issue here is that some children need help in getting behaviors on track. You know, they need help in understanding what is expected of them. If the teacher is proactive and has covered expectations and class procedures, this covers most kids. But some need more than this, and it's not just about expectations. It kind of gets down to something totally different. Because they can be such a challenge to themselves that they equate their name with trouble. You know, so for some kids, expectations just kind of go out the window because they're just used to hearing their name, for example, Steve, and trouble. You know what I mean. The only time that an adult uses their name is because they have done something wrong. Steve, please sit down. Clara, that is quite enough now. Excuse me, Jahar. This becomes so common that it is almost a syndrome or just something that is always associated with them. Call it what you will. Name means trouble at Kononis, or here we go again at Ganakis, or whatever. But it's so real that we need to take steps to interfere with this pattern. Matter of fact, some of the coolest teachers I've ever known were very good at addressing this, and they did the following. You know, one of the things they did was, number one, they called all parents or emailed at the beginning of the year and semester before classes started, just to say hi and welcome to my class. Now check that out. They called all parents or emailed at the beginning of the year and semester before classes started, just to say hi and welcome to my class. Number two, they found something nice to say about all kids and made time to send something home to say something positive. And number three, they took that extra step and wrote a note card or letter home that focused on something good. No but statements, something good. This is how some teachers break this cycle of, you know, the kids feeling like they can't ever do anything right, it's all going to go bad, and so no matter how many expectations you set, I get in trouble, so I might as well go ahead and fulfill the self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, listen to what these teachers did. They contacted the parent before trouble happens. Yeah. Matter of fact, some of these teachers actually contact all of their parents before school starts. Now, that is a talent in itself. So I want to ask you something. Now, in many cases, school has started. And if it has, well, you've missed that window, and you can always make yourself a nice promise for second semester or next school year. But let's deal with the now. So we're probably not too deep into the school year. Hopefully not. I mean, it is later at the start, but you know, hopefully we're not too deep into it. And you could go ahead and start trying to contact them because this is going to be out of the blue. I mean, parents expect contact from school to be negative, don't they? I mean, don't they? That is a cycle that you break when you contact them with good news. And this bears repeating. Parents expect contact from school to be negative. That is a cycle that you break when you contact them with good news. Yes, it may be difficult to find something good and nice about some kids, but I'll bet you still can, especially if you remember that kids who create the greatest issues oftentimes don't have filters or seldom laugh. We might have to show them a different way. So what are some things that you can think of that you could say to a parent or a child that are positive? I mean, right now, think to yourself about that one child in all of your classes that you are wondering if there is anything that you could say that would be nice. What ideas do you have? I mean, think about it. Hi, I just wanted to tell you that Freddie took the extra effort to clean up around his seat today before he had to be asked. Hey, now that's cool. Or how about, you know, Freddie has been on time every day this week. Freddie turned his homework in every day. Come on, you know that there are words like this. If you start really thinking, you can find that positive note. I am so excited about having Freddie in my class this year. And if you fill in the because, make sure there's a because. You know, well, not just for the most challenging kids, by the way, also. How about for all of them? Do you know your kids well enough to say, Carol, I just wanted to let you know that Steve has a wonderful sense of humor. He made me rethink about blah, 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 blah. If you read the sentence, most parents would be waiting for the, I mean, listen to what the sentence that I had. Carol, I just wanted to let you know that Steve has a wonderful sense of humor. Well, what, most parents are waiting, all right, let's go ahead and skip to the end of this paragraph because this is what's coming next. But he needs to know when to stop or when too much is too much. You know, or fill in the negative comment blank, however you want to. I challenge you tonight, make a list of your kids and start writing one positive comment that you could send to a parent for each one of them. For each one of them. When you get to a kid that you stumble over, it may be that you don't really know this child. So challenge yourself to get to know him or her. I mean, because if you think about it, you have lots of kids in your class, in your classes, and they're not all the same. And it's not just the kids who get in trouble or who are a challenge who only hear their name for bad stuff. Because some of them are good kids who are very quiet, who disappear in the class, and actually, they never hear their name. Maybe except for somebody calling because they need to get in, you know, that they've got money, extra money on their milk ticket or something like this. I don't know. You know, it's sad because some kids, because they're good kids, they never get called on and they might be quiet and they don't get challenged. And they don't hear their name at all. So go through that list. And could you say something nice about any one of those kids? Could you say something that shows to a parent that you know who my child is? You know, that's a challenge. I've been to a lot of athletic banquets over the days. And not just athletes. I've been to the ones for academics and the different service groups and the different clubs, all kinds of banquets. Now, I mention these because, and those of you who've been principals might know where I'm going with this. Too often, what'll happen is that the coach or the sponsor, they'll be recognizing some kids for the end of the school year, the end of the season or something, and they'll think that they know their kids so well they can just wing it. Just wing it. And what's really sad is that those are the ones that some kids, what they get said about them is, he's a really, really good kid. He has a great smile, a great attitude, and I love to have him on my team. And then you flip it. She's a really great student. She's a really great addition to the team. She smiles a lot. She has a great attitude, and I'm glad she's on my team or in my class. You know, it's funny because that's the number one. I mean, right there, that tells you that the teacher or the coach really doesn't know that kid because they didn't know anything specific to say. And so when you're getting if you're getting ready to follow through with what I'm going to tell you about, you need to find something specific. Don't just say really great kid with a great smile. You got to find something good. And the kids who challenge you the most, I got to tell you, you can find something good to say about kids. So Let's look at the tool you can use to accomplish a change in your climate in your class, a tool that would help you deliver these positive messages. It's nothing expensive. It's nothing that is hard to find. It is nothing that is too time-consuming to complete. It is a device that, when used, you would believe that you had suddenly gained magical, magical powers. So what is this wonderful tool? It's the postcard or note card. Yes, the postcard. Dun, ta-da! Now, you can create your own. On most printers today, you have all kinds of options. It's amazing what you can do with a computer and some of these free apps and programs that you have access today and a cheap printer. But you don't have to do this. The post office actually sells, yes, the U.S. Post Office actually sells ready-to-mail postcards that come with postage already on them. There's a thought. And there are companies like Vistaprint or ClubFlyers.com and local printers who can make these for you. Just remember to comply with the sizes for the general postcard postage. Make them too big and it's going to get rather expensive. You know, many of the online companies will put pictures of your design on the front and other info on the back, and they're relatively cheap. Like that, cheap. These are usually quite cheap or inexpensive, especially if you buy lots at a time. You know, if you're ready to buy 500 of them, boy, have they got a deal for you. Bump that up to 5,000 and they got an even really better deal for you. So here are three steps to using the postcard to help you make a school a positive place for all of your kids. Number one, get the cards. You can buy them on your own or go to your principal or PTSA or a local business. I mean, think about it. You could buy them on your own. You can take care of them, order them, your special design or whatever. But why not try some of these other avenues where they might buy them for you? I mean, think about it. I was a principal. How difficult would it be for me to say, and I said no to a lot of people about buying things, but how difficult is it to say no to a teacher who wants to contact parents and say good things about kids? I might help you try and find that source of income if I can't find it for you. I might find that revenue stream for you, but let me tell you, start your principal, go to your PTSA, go to a local business, you know, make sure it's appropriate for a school, but you might be able to get them to buy you the postcards. Before you know it, you're not having to spend money on anything. Somebody else will buy them for you. So number one is get the cards. Number two, get your roster. You need addresses. You need to put return addresses on the card as well. Be proactive and have this already printed on the card. That way, if the address is incorrect for the student, you will know when it comes back to you. Very important, because then you can share that information with the front office or with the counselor's office or whoever keeps track of all that type of stuff. If number one is get the cards, number two is get your roster, number three is get stickers that you can use to print something that everyone needs to know. The inviting the families to the next open house or to look for homework help on your blog. You know, that goes on the sticker because you can print them all out and just make sure it goes on there. Hey, everybody, make sure that you go to www.myblog for homework help. Or, you know, something like, hey, September 2nd is the first open night of the year, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you. Make sure you're there at 7:30. Come to my classroom, room 2222, you know, stuff like that. Well, if you put those stickers on there that you've already printed, that's the easy part. Right now, that's all done because you already had them printed with the return addresses on them. And now you put a sticker with that information you want to make sure they know about something coming up. Well, now you write something personal to the parents on the card. So number one is get the cards. Number two is get your roster. Number three is get stickers that you can use to print something that everyone needs to know. Number four is write something personal to the parents on the card. Yes, write something. You know, use your handwriting. Use your handwriting, not a stamp or a sticker. You'll be surprised how many of these will get hung up on refrigerators because it's such a rare thing to experience. And sad as it may be, it is such a rare thing because we are all so busy. But I gotta tell you, it's worth your time to handwrite a note to a parent. Well, if number one is get the cards, number two is get your roster, number three is get stickers that you can use to print something that everyone needs to know, number four is write something personal to the parents on the card, number five is reap the benefits of creating parent contact in a unique way. It's pretty cool. The postcard with a personal nice note will help you connect, and also by adding a nice personal positive touch to your classroom environment, you'll kind of win over. You know, you'll thaw that ice-cold heart in some of those kids that you have. I kid you not, because they're not used to being hey, I got something really cool from the school today. You know, as they run out the back door, no, come back, come back, come back. It's good, it's good. The postcard with a personal nice note will help you connect. It will help you connect not only with a parent, but with a kid, and it'll help you start off in a positive manner, and it'll help you become a real person to both the child and the parent. And it's such a nice, very nice touch, because most parents are not expecting anything like that. The only time they're expecting contact is if it's negative. So try the postcard. You'll like it.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.